Hi, folks. Bill Resnick here to introduce you to an astounding study, but not because of its message. Climate scientists the world over have been saying it for years, warning us that if the major countries on planet Earth continue on their current course, that is, dumping in the atmosphere greenhouse gases, mostly from burning fossil fuels, but it's also agriculture and manufacturing, if they keep doing it, that would lead in a fairly short time to the extinction of most mammals, including Homo sapiens. What's different about this report is that it names the culprit, the military and corporate apparatuses, and it makes recommendations for action with a distinctive left cast. What's also different, indeed astounding, about this warning is where it came from. Where? From the United States Marine Corps, those fine fellows who have been bringing order around the world from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. It was published by the official Marine Corps Press, yes, they have a publishing unit, as a book that would never have seen the light of day unless the top brass of the Marine Corps thought its message was well worth bringing to public attention and the political elite. I'll be introducing the study, reading excerpts from it. It was written by Elizabeth Bolton, who served as a planner for the Australian Army, was elevated to chief researcher, and became alarmed by the climate threat. She now works for the organization Destinations Safe Earth. First, she discusses the magnitude of the threat as follows. The hyper-threat impact is an unprecedented combination of rapid global warming and the unraveling of Earth's ecological systems. Of heightened concern, the study warns that the hyper-threat's most dangerous course of action is provoking cascading tipping elements, thereby accelerating a transition to what she calls hothouse Earth, a state uninhabitable for most species. In the report, failure to address the danger within a 2022 through 25 timeline with proactive, real-time, actual policies, that's explained in war terms. The hyper-threat has warlike destructive capabilities that make it hard to recognize the enormity of its destructive impacts or who is responsible for its hostile actions. This is a phenomenon that humanity has never encountered before. Next, she identifies the culprits, the folks responsible for global warming, who is responsible and why they began and continue. It demonstrates that activities of military intelligence agencies are, I quote, accelerating the likelihood of triggering a worst-case hothouse Earth scenario. Here's me speaking. Who would have thought it was published by the Marine Corps and aimed at the political establishment? She continues, by seeking to protect the existing fossil fuel system, humanity's security agencies are in effect working for the enemy. Yet that is not intentional behavior. Rather, it's the effect of national security institutions entanglement within the status quo. It's a normal operational behavior. Moreover, the study broadens the indictment in contending that various agencies of government have become the biggest danger to planetary security, in effect working to accelerate the hyper-threat of climate environmental change. And it does not spare the corporation. For example, she reports that the oil and gas companies are projected to spend a staggering $1.5 trillion by 2040 in exploring and developing fossil fuel properties. She further clarifies how this came to pass. After the Second World War, military strategy involves securing resources and protecting supply chains, all considered crucial to post-war rebuilding and prosperity. But it's now clear that this very system, which military and security strategies are designed to support, is the primary driver of global insecurity. Me speaking again, that primary driver is, of course, international capitalism. She goes on, in a twisted manner, the very resources regarded as good and critical for functioning in the global system now threaten all forms of planetary life. By applying economic, diplomatic, military, and other tools of force and power to participate in the race for what's left of Earth's resources, humanity is unwittingly aiding the hyper-threat. Well, I'm not sure it's humanity, but you get the point. Again, astonishingly, this study was published by the U.S. Marine Corps Press and never would have been approved for publication if Marine top brass did not think that Bolton's views were worthy of being considered in the national security conversation. Bill Resnick here on KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon, and live stream 24/7, 365 to the universe, introducing Elizabeth Bolton's study, Plan E, a grand strategy for the 21st century of entangled security and hyper threats. That's published by both the Journal of Advanced Military Studies and the U.S. Marine Corps Press. The study also makes recommendations, referring to the $1.5 trillion spent by the oil and gas industry, exploring and developing properties. She asked, what if it was spent on renewables and mitigation measures, for example, solar power panel and wind turbine installations, retrofitting buildings to maximum energy efficiency, or sustainable public transportation, or enhancing carbon sinks, to enhance our forests, peat bogs, regenerative agriculture, anything that stores carbon dioxide. Bolton also recommends that implementation of the program need be civilian-led and involve civilian mobilization. Military forces would be partially reconfigured as part of the strategic realignment and will form a portion of larger hyper-response forces. That is, large parts of the military will become a civilian conservation corps, and other parts will contribute to the construction of solar panels and wind turbines, getting them in operation as quickly as possible. And the study makes many recommendations for international agreements. One idea is establishment of a global climate emergency peace treaty from 2022 to 2030 to allow nations to focus on the emergency hyper-response. Another idea is to use international diplomacy to create a new natural rules-based governing architecture for the world based on ecological survival and safe earth requirements. For this, we need to reimagine the role of great powers in the world, realigning geopolitical security with the overarching aim of containing the hyper threat. She explores how ecological thinking can be used to reinvent traditional political institutions. Multilateralism should become eco-multilateralism to facilitate cooperation on caring for ecosystems and disaster response. She suggests Earth citizenship could allow nations to mobilize the world's 18 million work-ready forcibly displaced people in hyper-response work. One review of the study concludes that the Bolton thesis is an extraordinarily important statement of facts about the invisibility and difficulty of identifying risks. In point of fact, their normal operating behavior is inbred into the economic fabric of late-stage capitalism, which, according to the Bolton thesis, can be detoured and maybe even defeated, but only by well-directed, powerful, universal action commencing this decade. But the window for achievement is narrow. My sense is that the Bolton Report, again, published by the U.S. Marine Corps, provides a terrific summary of the left's program, taking most of the elements of Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal in many ways more radical. That's probably not intentional. What's not intentional is that it's the left program. It's becoming clear to many scientists, engineers, and research organizations that do not identify as left that the corporate program, relying on unproven and potentially dangerous technologies, would be catastrophic, and the elements of the left program might make for human survival. The study by Elizabeth Bolton called for a complete transformation of our economy and the mission and structure of the militaries of the world, and it indicts capitalism, corporate business as usual, as the enemy, taking us on a death march. Pretty remarkable. But will it be read and debated and then acted upon? Very likely not in the immediate future, not in the depth and intensity that it should be. In the immediate future, it's going to be likely be dismissed as alarmist, with our corporate friends continuing to assure us that we have everything in hand to halt climate change. We are operating in a deliberate, rational, business-like way, not panicking, to be sure, and wasting valuable time and resources. But other voices will also be heard, and the left program emphasizing local build-out of renewable sun and wind energy will be visible on the ground in near every city. My prediction, one day soon the people will awake, demand a mobilization to fully implement the left program. All of us must work for that day. Hopefully it's not too late. This was Bill Resnick for the Old Mole Variety Hour.